the trust issue came up in our conversation with our vets. Why is it so hard for them to trust people?
It's a matter of, I think it's correlated with loss. So you go downrange, you do what you do, you train hard, you party hard, you just really bond on these tremendous levels. And let's say you lose somebody, and then you're grief-stricken because you've lost someone, or maybe you traded places with that person, or whatever. Or maybe that, then you get back and you think that civilians don't understand. They don't understand. How can we possibly understand? And would they really want us to understand their experience? No. And so trust is something that we need to build with each other. Trust means that, you know, they've got my back. They're not going to let me get hurt, or they're not going to hurt me, or they're not going to betray me. So trust is a very, very huge thing, and it requires a lot of work and a lot of reassurance. And as we know, too, some of the issues are related to some of the relationships that may be going on while they're not at home. So the trust issues between couples is a big issue. So and in friendship, isn't it a good friendship based on trust? Like, you could just tell all your deep, dark secrets to your buddy, and there would be no ramifications for that they would love you unconditionally. So with a warrior, they have a lot of conflict, moral conflict. And there's a quote that I just love, and it's by David O. McKay. He says, "The most important of life's battles is the one we fight in the silent chambers of our soul." So with trust, they think, can I really trust that I can share this information with someone that hasn't been there, done that, and they won't judge me because I'm judging myself? I don't like myself very much, maybe right now, because of what I did, what I didn't do, what I saw, what I could have done. And so trust also comes back to themselves and how much they love themselves and how much they can forgive themselves. So trust, forgiveness, internal moral conflict, all those things are like intertwined together like a big piece of wire, and you have to slowly unwind those things, and you have to earn trust.
And we're observing mm-hmm. on our Facebook group page that with nothing to do with us, we're not veterans, nothing mm-hmm. to do with us, these women are really, really healing to each other.
Mm-hmm. They're connecting. And see, our internet, that's a whole new kind of dimension out there, because they can connect and they have a community. It's an online community, so they know they're not alone. And it's tremendous healing when you know you're not alone.